That's one of the better hymns. Have you noticed that in the camp favorites, the first hymn is a worship hymn, "Oh, Worship the Lord." And in our brown book, Glorious Hymns, the first hymn is a song of worship. Do you think the author or those who compiled these books realize that we are indeed and in truth worshipers? We ought to be worshipers of God. What captured my attention in this hymn is what that last verse they sang about His ineffable love. What does that mean? I mean, you English scholars, what does ineffable mean?
Indescribable. You can't put it in words.
You can't put it in words. In Ephesians, the apostle prays. He prays to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, that we might be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ might dwell in our hearts by faith, that we, being rooted and grounded in love, may comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and height, the length, or how does that go? Pardon?
Depth.
Yeah, the depth, the height, the length, the breadth, and that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. It seems that as we imbibe more of His love, we become more like Him. God is love. God is love. And He wants me to be a loving person. Love everybody, but love Him supremely. Dear Lord, I'm glad that I am His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. I was looking to the Lord for a word, and Isaiah 64:8, and it says that Thou art our Father, Thou art the potter, we are the clay, we all are what You have made us. And so God is at work to make us like Himself, full of love, full of love. Regardless of what others do or do to us, we can't help but love them, because that's the disposition that has been set into us of the new nature. Oh, to love, and then to love Him. Teach me to love Thee as I ought to love. One holy passion filling all my frame, the baptism of the heavenly scented dove, my heart an altar, and Thy love the flame. Lord, You are kindling a fire within us, a fire of Your divine love, and our hearts are the altar. Kindle within us a spirit of love and zeal. You want to be a loving person? I'm sure we all do. And God wants us to be loving persons, and He's able to make us such. And another thought that came to me is this, that our experience ought to be one of receiving all the time. They that receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, and that's the Lord Jesus. To receive all the time, as many as received Him, To them gave he the power to be called the sons of God. And so our meetings ought to be and are such, I believe. Oh, tonight, more of Jesus. More of himself. More of his fullness. And more of his love. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Fill me, Lord. Fill me, Lord. Until I want no more. But tonight, I'm glad that the Lord has been doing that. He's been doing that. He's been doing that. It seems unrelentingly, he is just pouring out. And he wants us to receive more of himself. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's a part of worship. You know, Janet is sending me a prism. You know what that is? A prism. If you cause light to shine through, what comes out? Tell me, what comes out? Colors of the rainbow. You don't see that, but through that prism, you can detect that these elements that comprise light, the light is made up of colors, all the colors of the rainbow. So we ought to put or have a divine prism and put worship. Now what is going to come out? What does it mean to worship? And we can all contribute to that. What do you think? What comprises worship? We have a lot of definitions in that booklet of worship, and they're all good. I like to think that, I think it was the last one, and he put it together concisely, and he said, it's submission and homage. I like the thought of submission because we need to have submission. We had a fellow in the Sunday school class that didn't want to pay attention or didn't pay attention to his teacher. So I went to him and I said, give me five.
Give me five.
1 Peter 5:5. Ye younger, submit yourself to the elders. And yea, let all of us submit ourselves one to another. It's difficult sometimes to submit. It means you have to give up your own will. Give it up. Give it up. And when we come to the Lord, that's what we do.
Hallelujah.
I like the hymn that Haldor Lillinus wrote it, number 37 in our hymn book. He said, all the talents I have, I lay at thy feet. Thy approval shall be my reward. Be my store, great or small, I surrender it all. I just lay it all down. I submit. Now, Lord, have your way. If it's your desire, use me in some way, I'm willing and ready. Yes, Lord, I have submitted myself entirely. I think the one, an earlier verse, it says, may my will be according to your sovereign will, something to that effect. Lord, can you do that for me? Make my will to become your will. And I know he can do that, but that's the attitude I've tried to impress you with. When you come to the meeting, how wonderful it was this morning. How different ones just popped up and gave whatever the Lord laid upon their heart. We were blessed by that, edified. encouraged. And so maybe the Lord would have you maybe sing a solo, give a word of testimony, just read a word of Scripture that He might lay upon your heart. That's a part of worship. What do you think? Submission and homage. That means, what does that mean? Respect. We have respect. We revere our God. Oh, He's the Holy One, the only one. He's the great God. How great is our God? He's the greatest one. You know, contemplate how great God is when you consider what He has created. And you, He has created you. You are wonderfully made. You didn't just happen. It is He that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth unto all generations. What a God we have! Do you think He's worthy of our, last word, homage? It, also, allegiance. Allegiance to. I pledge allegiance. Well, we pledge allegiance. We sometimes have the Christian flag at VBS, the American flag, and then the Christian flag. And I submit, or I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whom it stands. I pledge allegiance. Oh, Lord, keep me true to You. Praise the Lord. Thank You, Lord. Enable us, Lord, this night by Your grace to receive what You are seeking to bestow upon us. There's always something more. Always something more. And tonight, it's no different. You are present. You are present to touch us in our spirits and accomplish a work, an abiding work, to help us to understand that we are Yours. Thank You, Lord. Number 37. Let's sing it.
I have found the deep peace that I have. to heart what my dad has said to us and be ready to allow the Lord to use you. The only thing I ask is just be obedient to Him. And let's see what the Lord will do for us as we're together in His presence, waiting upon Him. Let's sing together the last verse.
Thou art fairer to me than the fairest of earth. Thou art near to tell thy hearing word. O thou ancient of days, thou art worthy of praise. I wonder, O wonderful Lord.
Romans 12:1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. A living sacrifice. God wants us to present ourselves.
Yes.
And I believe, does that mean the reasonable service? Is that spiritual worship? Is that the translation?
NIV.
And part of worship is surrendering ourselves, as Brother Gordon was saying. I came across a psalm written by Frances Habergale, and she was an anointed songwriter, and we have some of her hymns in our hymn books. Does anybody know a song by Frances Habergale? Any of the young people? Any of the older people?
Take
my life and let it be
consecrated, Lord.
Okay, but another one. Who is on the Lord's side? Who for him will go? Like a river glorious is God's perfect peace. Live out thy life within me, O Jesus, King of Kings. And here's another one. In full and glad surrender, and I've asked Liz to join me to help me out.
Please come here.
In full and glad surrender, I give myself to thee, thine utterly and only, and evermore to be. O Son of God, who loves me, I will be thine alone, myself and my possessions shall henceforth be thine own. Reign over me, Lord Jesus, O make my heart thy throne. It shall be thine, dear Savior, it shall be thine alone. Oh, come and reign, Lord Jesus, rule over everything, and keep me always true to thee, my King. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for George. His willingness to come to Pilgrim Camp.
Amen.
To serve as head counselor.
Amen.
This period. Lord, be thou thyself his equipment.
Amen.
Anoint him, Lord.
Yes.
Anoint him, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Jesus. Daily anoint him that he might be equipped for what the day
yes, Jesus.
Requires.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And bless with him those who are counselors.
Yes.
Unite them in your spirit with that confidence, that full assurance that you will meet every boy.
Yes, Lord.
And work your work of salvation. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah. My dad asked that we sing something together, and so... Come, family. Take this book. We'll sing it from here, number 44. Maybe you could put it down a little bit for us, Brother Paul.
Yes.
Unto the Lord is our watchword and song. Holiness unto the Lord as we're marching along. Sing it, shout it loud and long. Holiness unto the Lord now and forever. Called unto holiness, children of light, Jesus in garments of white, raiment unsullied nor tarnished with sin, God's Holy Spirit abiding within. Holiness unto the Lord is our watchword and song. Holiness unto the Lord as we're marching along. Sing it, shout unto the Lord now and forever. Called unto holiness, praise his dear name, this blessed secret to faith now we claim. Not our own righteousness, but Christ within, living and reigning and saving from sin. Holiness unto the Lord is our watchword and song. Holiness unto the Lord as we're marching along. Sing and shout it loud and long. Holiness unto the Lord now and forever. Holiness, bride of the Lamb, waiting the bridegroom's returning again. Lift up your heads, for the day draweth near, when in his beauty the King shall appear. Holiness unto the Lord is our watchword and song. Holiness unto the Lord as we're marching along. Sing and shout it loud and long. Holiness unto the Lord now and forever.
All together.
Holiness unto the Lord is our watchword and song.
That's a good song to memorize. I encourage you to do that. But it's so much more important that we ask God by His grace to enable us to live that way. Holiness unto the Lord. Every moment of every day.